The Sussex and Surrey Football Roundup.
We're going to do a little bit of a review of the season so far and some of the big results that have happened. We're going to kick off with Merstham because we've had some kind of interesting news today about one of their players.
Pat Cox revealed on Twitter that he possibly won't be playing for Merstham anymore. Nothing has been confirmed yet in terms of where he will be going, but the Merstham Twitter page have wished him the best of luck in his future, and his teammate Aaron Hopkinson too has tweeted him to say that he's gutted that it didn't work out for him. So it'll be interesting to see where Pat Cox goes, because he was a very good player in their side, a very physical centre forward, and he'll be quite hard to replace, really.
Yeah, he was a big signing in the summer as well, because he's come from Staines Town. He scored lots of goals last year, and it was one that they were really looking for to take them on to the next level. Merstham haven't won a game yet in the Ryman Premier League. They've drawn three and they've lost two. It's not quite gone to plan. I wonder what has happened. We did actually send a message to Hayden Bird, who's the Merstham manager, to try and get him on the show tonight, which would have been great because we could have asked him a couple of questions about that. He's not replied yet. So, Hayden, if you're listening, do get in touch because we'd like to know some more. They have had a mixed start. It's not been all bad, though, the results.
Not quite really, no, although their last two results in the Ryman Premier haven't been too great. They lost 4-3 to Hendon on the 27th of August. And then on the bank holiday Monday, they played Leatherhead, their local Surrey rivals. They had a bit of a thrashing, really. They did lose 3-0, so not too great. But on Saturday, they won in the FA Cup first qualifying rounds, 4-1 against East Preston. They had a few injuries as well in that match. Michael Abnett, Mark Akwoi and Aaron Hopkinson were all out injured. And yes, East Preston, I think they're in the Southern Combination Football League Division 1, but still a very good win. They had a couple of key players out, a few new starters as well. Dan Hogan, a right back, had his first start of the season.
And it's a big week, it's a big game then, again, as you say, having that win in the FA Cup, it's a big game on Saturday as they take on Grays Athletic at home. They really need to get off the mark in the league. It's so important that, as a confidence thing for any team, but it's so important they do get off the mark in the league. And they've played some really close games. I've been fortunate enough to see them a couple of times recently against Bognor and also against AFC Sudbury. I cannot believe they didn't win that game. They probably had about 20 shots to AFC Sudbury's one, and they managed to score and win the game. So it's not been as negative as maybe the results say that it has been, but just to get that first point or that first win on the board is going to be so important for them.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, a lot of their matches have been really close. They've been quite unfortunate. And, you know, they had such a great season. Last year they finished 10th. It was their first season in the Ryman Premier after being promoted from the Ryman South. They're also the champions of the county. They won the Surrey Senior Cup. So really a win is important for their team, but Hayden made some really good signings over the summer, and they had quite a strong pre-season as well, so they should win against Grays Athletic this weekend.
We shall see, and we'll try and work on seeing whether we can get anyone from Merstham to come on the phone between now and midnight and explain everything that is going on with Pat Cox, their striker, that looks to be on the way out of the club. Next up, let's talk about Redhill and their start to the season so far.
Yeah, they had quite a mixed start. At first, they did go on a three-match losing streak, but they finished that on Monday, the 29th of August, the bank holiday weekend, with a 4-2 win over Worcester Park. They then did lose on Saturday against Eversley and California, but they were missing Chris Ransom and Tony Halsey. The pair actually both scored against Worcester Park. So, again, I guess just like Merstham have, they've missed some key players to their side.
And South Park, next up, we're going to talk about them. They had a great win in the FA Cup first qualifying round against Dorking Wanderers, and we're going to speak to Mark White on the show a little bit later. But they their season so far not been too bad.
No, not really. On Monday, they won against Guernsey, a 3-0 win, so a great win for them. Before that, they did lose on the Saturday against Sittingbourne. And they've had a few mixed results, really, but I think it is looking positive. It was a great win over Dorking, obviously Surrey rivals. but they're off the mark now.
So Dorking, just to keep you updated, are winning 2-0 tonight. And we're speaking to Mark after the game. Perhaps we shouldn't mention the FA Cup game, though.
Perhaps not, no. And for South Park, just a couple of their fixtures that I'd like to mention. They have another local derby on Wednesday. That's tomorrow night against Chipsted. Then this Saturday, they take on Tooting and Mitcham. And next Tuesday, they play Chipsted again, but this time in the Alan Turvey Trophy as opposed to the league.
We're going to be talking more about our local teams in the next couple of hours. We're also going to be speaking, as we mentioned, to quite a few of the managers from the games tonight and in general between now and midnight. And if you want to get in touch with the show, you can do that. It's 07811 2655 65. Get in touch with your thoughts on anything local football across Sussex and Surrey.
The Sussex and Surrey Football Hour.
We now have Burgess Hill Town Manager Ian Chapman on the phone. Very good evening to you, Ian.
Yeah, good evening.
Great to speak to you. Thanks for coming on the show tonight. Let's talk about your last couple of results, because it's been a good couple of weeks. How do you think the season's gone so far?
Yes, you know, we've played okay at times. We the last two games or so we beat Folkestone at home, and then Saturday won the FA Cup against Ashford. But we've played well for most of the season, so it's been really encouraging.
We are a little bit into the season, but your goals, have they changed since the summer, or are you these were the goals at the beginning of the summer, and that's what I'm going to sort of stick with through the season?
No, we last season we just wanted to stay up, and we achieved that. I mean, it was hard work, but we managed to do that. And this year we're desperate to break into the top half of the league and hopefully push towards the playoff position. You know, that's going to be really difficult, but you know, I felt last year with the squad we had, that was our job to do that. And I think this season we've got a squad that can get in the top half of the league.
How long have you been managing at Burgess Hill Town?
This will be my fifth season.
And have you seen an improvement across those 5 years of the way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I came to the club five seasons ago, the club just finished second from bottom in the league below. So we've progressively got better. But we got promoted, obviously, the season before last. And the step up last season was a big step up, we found. And we've had to, for the close season, there's six or seven gone out the door and six or seven new ones come in. So it's taking time to gel, but I do feel we've got a bit more pace and power amongst our squad now.
And we've spoken to a few managers in the Ryman Premier League this season who have said it's a lot tougher this year. Teams have strengthened well. They've come in with good ideas, and it's a really tough league this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was our first season last year, and it was we felt it was a real difficult league. We started okay up till Christmas, probably on the momentum from the season before, when we only lost, I think it was three games all season in the league. But once that sort of went aside, we found the league really difficult, and there's some real good teams in it, and you have to work really hard to get anything in any game.
You mentioned about obviously changing. You've got more power in your team, and you feel like that was something you needed to change in the summer. Is that something that you think is going to take time to show itself, or has that been really evident in the games and the way you've played so far?
Yeah, it will take time for the players to gel, but I do feel just in the six league games we've played that we definitely look like we've got a bit more pace around the pitch. We've had some lads who've been with us in the past, some great footballers. But obviously this league is unforgiving, and if you haven't got good fitness, and you get found out a little bit. So it's something we wanted to address this season, and we feel we have got bigger players, you know, size wise and also more athletic players.
And let's look ahead to your fixture on Saturday, and then we'll look ahead to the rest of the season. But Saturday, yeah. A tough away trip.
Yeah, nice easy one at Dulwich.
Yeah.
They're obviously a fantastic football club at this level. I think it's probably one of the games that most sides look forward to, because there's a big crowd there. It's a proper good football club, and it's somewhere where the last few years, we've been there, 4 years ago and last year, we got a result there. We got a draw there both times. So, you know, we've done all right in the past against them, but they are, without doubt, on their day, as good as anything in the league.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to have Junior Caddy in for one of our big debates at the end of the summer, obviously working as a coach there, and it was fascinating listening to the club, and obviously the history and the attendances as well that they get, you know, really, really good. And I imagine it would be a very tough place to go, and you always know you're going to be in a game.
Yeah, I think they're the club you probably, every club looks to aspire to. You know, I think they get crowds of 1,200 people a week, and they're a really well-run club with a good manager, you know, and I think anyone who goes there, you probably raise your game because it's like a cut final for most sides. It probably makes it difficult for them, but every game at their place is a hard game for them because people raise their game.
And let's turn our attentions back to the FA Cup. You mentioned at the beginning you had that good win in the first qualifying round. What's your aims for this? It's such a great trophy to be involved in at any sort of level and any round. Are you looking forward to the next one?
Yeah, I'll say again, last season we had a bit of a nightmare. We went out early last season to a side lower than us. The year before we had a great run in it. We won four or five games in it. And financially for any club in non-league, it's massive. So as well as the prestige of the cup, it's financially, it's paramount. You get a few results in it. So we've got a draw now against, I think it's Kempston Rovers, I think they're called, and they're in the Southern League. Be really difficult, but it is a winnable game. So, you know, we've got a chance that day, and we'll be doing everything we can to get into the next round.
Listen, thank you so much for coming on. It's been really nice talking to you tonight, and wish you the best of luck for Saturday and, of course, in the next round in the FA Cup. And hopefully we'll speak in a few weeks and you can update us some more.
This is Back of the Net. Football across Sussex and Surrey, where it matters.
Right now we're going to focus our attention on Chipstead because we should have Anthony Williams on the line. Very good evening to you, Anthony.
Good evening.
It's been a good set of results recently if you take out the FA Cup preliminary round, which we'll talk about in a moment. You're happy with how the season's gone so far?
Yeah, considering the start that we had, it's a pretty tough start. So we were playing against some much fancied sides, so to come away with 5 points so far, yeah, we're pretty pleased with how things have gone.
I always like to get, when we speak to people on the phone, it's always good to get as many facts as possible. You played for Chipstead before you became manager. How long did you play and how long have you managed?
I played for Chipstead for about 200 games, I think. So, and I played in the side that got us promotion to the Ryman League. So way back, I think 2006, maybe 7, I think it was. And I've been managing now for my fourth season, so a couple of years at Croydon Athletic. I was assistant at Merstrom before Hayden, and obviously Chipstead is my first foray as a manager in the Ryman South.
So, what are your aims for this season? Have you changed them since the summer, or are you sticking with, you know, this was the aims, and this is what we're going to do?
I think because we went into the club, and also we had a turbulent couple of years in terms of management changes and you know, scraping relegation pretty much. So it was the first aim was to provide stability, get a settled side. Hopefully we're nearing that. We pretty much have had to bring in a whole new squad. I don't think we've managed to retain one player from last year, unfortunately. So that was the first thing. And really, I think the expectations from throughout the club was to provide stability and, you know, to stay as far away from the relegation zone as possible. Obviously, internally, we have our own expectations. I think we've developed a little squad that's probably capable of finishing, you know, top half of the table. You know, certainly mid-table would be good, you know, a good return, really.
And tell us a little bit more, obviously, because this is a show that we're doing for the first time tonight, where we're going to speak to different managers across the leagues. We've got people listening that probably won't know a lot about some of the football that goes on in the Ryman South. How does it work? You've mentioned you've had to change every player. So is that something that happens every year, or has it just been this year it was your choice, or it was a lot of players leaving?
No, I think, if as managers that stay with the club, you generally have a core nucleus of players, you know, 8 or 10 players who you'd probably retain, if not more, and then you'd look to add a little bit more quality as the years go by. But I think, you know, generally in the non-league circuit, when managers go, often he has his own ideas and own set of players that he trusts, and you often find that they often follow a manager around the non-league circuit, really. So you do see quite a high turnover of players moving from side to side, certainly I think all areas, Surrey and Kent areas, really. So,
and again, for people that are probably listening, perhaps catching us for the first time and wanting to know more about it, this is a very different from the Premier League and the Championship and League One and League Two. Players are there on contracts that are rolling contracts.
In non-league, none of the players in our standard of football and certainly our club are on a contract, so it's all non-contract basis, and they get paid very small expenses. When, you know, Chips have a modest budget for a Ryman South side, but you know, the club's, you know, working on trying to do things correctly. We have a great youth set up the club, and hopefully, you know, that we've made some significant improvements to the club this year, and hopefully we're able to put a side out that, you know, again, you know, attracts a few more people through the door, and we've started to do that, and I'm sure the chairman, you know, the chairman's, you know, got good ideas, and hopefully, you know, as the years go on, that we can start to, you know, get a little bit more financial clout behind us, which will enable us to compete higher up in the Ryman South League, really.
I want to come back to that because I was going to ask you about the next 5 years, but I don't want to end with talking about the FA Cup because obviously you're not in it anymore. But let's talk a little bit about that game because we've been talking about the recent FA Cup qualifying games. Yeah, a heavy defeat away at Slough Town. But any positives that you can take from the game?
Not too many positives. I think, I mean, Slough are a good side. They're top of the, or second in the Evo Stick, which is the equivalent to the Ryman Prem, so the league above us. They just moved back into a brand new stadium, and, you know, got some serious financial you know, backing behind them, and it looks like they'll probably do very well. They were a good side, to be honest with you. So 6-1 was a little bit harsh on the lads. We probably gifted them a few goals, and we were unlucky with a few decisions on the day. But we deserve to be beaten on Saturday. There's no doubt about that.
And actually, that was their first game. I read about this. It was the first game back in their old home, wasn't it? So they've
it was the first FA Cup game. It was their second game. They had, I think, Bank Holiday Monday was their first game. They had a crowd of 1,400. I think on Saturday it was about 500, I think. I'm not sure the exact numbers, but again, you know, great support for a local side. It's good. It's nice to see. It was a good setup as well. So, you know, and they was very accommodating. So, a good side.
So next 5 years, as you say, looking to build the club, looking to push up in the Ryman South and perhaps challenge for promotion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so you know, we're looking at small steps. I think, you know, Chips is a little village, and we've been pretty much punching above our weight. Many people say that, but you know, we're hoping, and I know the chairman and everybody behind that we can continue to improve as the years go on. I think the best finish they've ever had is, you know, about 12th or 11th in the league. So if we can achieve better than that in the next year or two, then, you know, we would like to think that we could aim certainly for, you know, for a playoff spot in the 3 years, and then see where we go. But, you know, to do that, you generally need a good financial backing to that to happen. You know, when the season more or less ends up, is the side nearer the top are the ones with the better financial backing.
And looking ahead to your next couple of games, game tomorrow night at South Park, and then it's a trip to Horsham.
Yeah, and so South Park, you know, they're a very good team, actually. So Malcolm and he's got a very good bunch of lads that have been together for a long period of time, actually. So, you know, they had a great result over Dorking in the Cup last week on Friday. So I know a lot about their side and a lot about their players, and they've got great work ethic down there. So that'll be a tough fixture for us. But, we go there, you know, full of confidence based on our league form. You know, we're certainly looking to. I'm looking for a reaction from my players Saturday, and then we go to Horsham, who have lost 3-1 tonight, I believe. So, so we're certainly be looking. You know, September for us, based on when we looked at the start of the season, September's an important month for us. We're a side that we think we'll be able to take, you know, certain some wind in there for us, no doubt.
Anthony, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Obviously, wish you best of luck with your up and coming games, and hopefully, we'll speak to you again in a few weeks and get an update of how things are going.
No problem, my pleasure.
The Sussex and Surrey Football Roundup.
Right, Danny Fox is on the line. Very good evening to you, Danny.
Good evening, Ben. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Right, let's get in and talk about everything Dorking, because this is a great. It's a great club to be at. Now, you can correct me if I get any of this wrong, but it's your first season as manager of Dorking.
That's right, yeah.
And you're particularly looking at the club, at developing young players and looking to the youth system.
Well, I think we're looking to develop players full stop, really. Obviously, the young players, as I said, when I took the job to a few people, I think a lot's been made more about, you know, the younger players, and of course we would love to attract younger players and obviously work with them, but, you know, I think it's a development of players full stop. I think that's what this level of football's about. Having said that, you know, I think we had a look at the squad that we've got at the moment last night after training, and I think out of 20 players, I think 8 of them are teenagers, which, you know, it's not, they're not in the squad just for their age, but they warrant their place. You know, their place is fully justified, but it's fantastic to to be able to work with young players like that, because you know, you've got that little bit longer to work with them and get a little bit more out of them than you would possibly with someone who's maybe 10 years older.
So does it affect your targets? We've talked a lot tonight when we've spoken to some of the other managers in the Ryman Premier League, in the Ryman South, about their targets for the season. Does that affect your targets? The fact that you talk about developing players and developing young players and the age of your squad, would that have an impact on what you would set yourself for this season?
I think that the main issue that comes when you work with young players is consistency, and that's maybe something that at times has been apparent. But having said that, you know, even with older players, you can still get consistency. I mean, I haven't really talked to many other managers about targets and things like that, but I think I'm not a great one for saying, okay, look, we're going to win the league this year and that's where we're going to finish. I'm not a great believer in that, but especially with the situation that I was in the summer, you know, I've come in and it's a brand new side and pretty much a scratch a squad that was built from scratch. So I think, you know, the squad that we've got at the moment just needs a little bit more bedding in time, but I think it's been a positive start so far. You know, results, one or two results maybe, you know, we've been disappointed with, but I think the more important thing is that the performances have always been consistently high. You know, I think Saturday was just rewards really for what we deserved, and I think it's the more important thing is the potential of the squad more than anything.
I was going to ask you, the next question was going to be how you think the season's gone so far. Obviously, that win in your last outing against Frimley Green was really important. But so far, do you have thoughts of how it's gone? Is it?
Yeah, I think it's... the opening game, the result was disappointing, but that's football. I think I've been involved with in quite a few games like that over the years, and... it was great to obviously kickstart our first home game with a win against Worcester Park, and I felt that was justly deserved. The game against, you know, AC London was maybe came a little bit too early for us in the season, and I think that they will most definitely be there or thereabouts come the end of the season in the promotion spots, and you know, the game against Ash and Cobham were a little bit disappointing. The second half against Cobham was really good, really positive for us, and you know, how we didn't come away with something from that game mystified quite a few of us. But I think that the important bit that we've said to the players and the message that we've tried to get across is that you're always going to come up again, you know, against adversities in football throughout the season. The important thing is the reaction. And I think that was the main positive that we took away from Saturday was certainly a reaction from the players to show that, you know, they could take on board what we'd asked of them, and I thought it was a well deserved win really.
Now, you worked for Crystal Palace as a scout across Sussex and Surrey, so I guess when you mention about developing players, scouting is a big part of that, is getting the right mentality of player, or the player that you think has that ability to develop. Is that something you still do a lot of, watch a lot of different games when you can?
Yeah, I mean, I still work for Crystal Palace. You know, that's very much works side by side, and you know, it's been positive in that. What it's meant is that, you know, having sort of scouted the areas for the last sort of 5 years or so, it's meant that, you know, I've come into contact with players that you know, have had the potential to play at a much higher level and maybe haven't made it. And in some cases, you know, where you maintain relationships with some of those players and their families, it's allowed me to you know, give them an opportunity. If the academy system hasn't worked, then they can come and play, start their sort of senior journey with Dorking. You know, scouting's it's not just about academy football. You know, we make sure that we try and watch all the opposition, whether that's a member of the management team or somebody else, and you know, you can go and just watch those teams and try and pick out strengths and weaknesses, which is what we all do. That's not just about being a scout. That, you know, I'm sure most managers will go out and watch games, and I think that's been a large part of any success that we have had so far. And you know, it's I think the old adage is, you know, fail to prepare and prepare to fail, and that's very much the motto that we've had going into the season. And you know, it's been good because I think that's helped the players develop as well.
Listen, Dan, it's been fascinating having you on and talking about Dorking and scouting and players and development. Wish you all the best for the rest of the season in the up and coming weeks, and hopefully we can talk to you again in the next few weeks and get an update and of how things are going and how the club and the development of the players is going as well.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Thanks, Ben.
The Sussex and Surrey Football Hour.
We're delighted to have Mark White on the phone from Dorking Wanderers. Very good evening to you, Mark.
Good evening. Is that Ben?
It is, yeah. Let's dive straight in and talk about the game this evening. Another good win?
Yeah, really solid win. Several changes to the team tonight. We've got quite a few injuries right now. So, really pleased to get a clean sheet and 3 points.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the season. I remember coming to see you when you beat Greenwich Borough. You've done all right so far, up into third position, and you must be pretty pleased with the start.
Yeah, the performances have not been great. That Greenwich game actually epitomised it, really. We've not been amazing so far, but the club's got quite a good winning culture, and we've got a really good management team. We tend to find ways to win and address things when they're not going to plan. But we can't complain. 4 wins out of 5. In Ryman South is a solid start, you know.
We're going to move on to things positive because that's how we like to be with the conversations. But we're going to just touch on that defeat in the FA Cup at the weekend against a good South Park team. The FA Cup's always different; it's always special at any sort of round. And how did you assess that at the weekend?
Well, that was one of the a real unique game. That one. I mean, credit to South Park. They'd done what it took to win the game, but very unique game. We had 3 goals disallowed, and I would say probably 2 of them were good. Hit the woodwork as many times and forced Wastel, their keeper, into many saves. So I thought we was terrifically unlucky not to get anything from the game. But South Park do what they do well. A great thing, local football side that never give anybody an easy game. And they didn't give us an easy game. So, disappointed to go out the FA Cup. Disappointed to lose to local rivals. But the performance was actually good on the evening. And with luck, we would have been in the next round. So we didn't really lose any sleep over it. Moved on pretty quickly. That's top football. You have to get on with it, really. You know, sometimes you win when you shouldn't, and vice versa. And that was a vice versa job, you know.
How does that, I mean, as far as the FA Cup goes, it's a competition that I've heard so many different things. Everyone loves to be in it. I've heard managers at this level say, we're not going to win it, so I want to get promoted, or I want to do this, that and the other. Is that the way you look at it? You know, it's a small thing. It'd have been great to win, but you know what? We've got bigger fish to fry.
Not really. I wish that was the case. I mean, certainly there is a kind of small silver lining that, if you do get knocked out, I mean, it's really rare that clubs have a really big run in the FA Cup and get promoted. Last season, I think Bogdan and Ryman Prem were a great example. They had such a great run in the FA Cup and FA Trophy, and it just absolutely murdered their season. They got way behind on fixtures and went from being Stonewall favourites to win the league and the best team in the league to actually missing out on promotion by getting beaten in the semi-final of the playoffs. So there is a silver lining there in terms of you haven't got the distraction, but it's the best competition at this level you play in. Financially, profile-wise, it attracts so much media attention as you go to the competition. So, no, I mean, any manager that says we're not going to win it would probably be short-sighted, and the chairman's probably going to clip them out of the ear. It's a massive financial win. In fact, actually, South Park would be a great example. When you go to South Park now, they've got a really lovely clubhouse. The club have spent money on, and that money predominantly came from their FA Cup run. I think it was 4 or 5 years ago when they reached the fourth qualifying round. So it can change a club at this level with money.
There we go. Categoric answer from Mark. And, no. You want to be in the FA Cup no matter what. At all costs, so it's obviously disappointing. Let's move on to things more positive. As we mentioned, you're in third place. You've had a good start to the season. I guess for you, looking forward, you told us at the beginning you've not been playing well. How do you go addressing that situation? You've had some good results, but are you working to change some tactics, to change some things around?
Yeah, we are working at it. Yeah, we are. We're looking at bringing on board potentially a couple of new signings. In the next couple of days, which will be hopefully help us out in areas where we need some assistance. And, I truly believe this particular league, and I think we got it right last year, really. We finished runners-up in our first ever season, which is rare for a team from Step 5 to do that. It's quite a big jump. Most Step 5 teams tend to end up in the mid to lower range in general. We had a great season finishing runners-up. We actually won Team of the Season as voted for by the other clubs. And I think the reason was we kept you have to have a decent-sized squad. And you do, as a manager, you have to be quite aware that you need to play a different team for a different game on a different day of the week. There are a variety of teams in this league that play in different ways, different shapes and sizes. And I think the best managers mix and match their team to suit that. So we'll be the same, make sure we've got all of our squad playing well, the squad's big enough in order to challenge ourselves against the variety of opposition we come up against and just take one game at a time.
Brilliant. Thanks as always, Mark. It's really interesting to speak to you about the club and about the games that you've had. And hopefully we can catch up in a few weeks' time on our next show and find out if those changes have come to fruition in the way that your team is playing.
And thanks, Ben.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers. Mark White from Dorking Wanderers there.
You're listening to Back of the Net, online and on air across Sussex and Surrey, where it matters.
Dara, we've talked so much about the local teams. We still haven't had a definitive answer on the Pat Cox situation at Merston, but tell us what else has been going on in the world of Sussex and Surrey football across the last week.
Yeah, so just to recap, our local teams who have progressed through the FA Cup first qualifying round, that's Merston. They beat East Preston on Saturday. They won 4-1. Also, Burgess Hill Town won as well. That was a 2-1 victory against Ashford United on Saturday. And South Park, as we discussed, they defeated their local rivals Dorking Wanderers on Friday night 2-1. Moving up those leagues, actually, AFC Wimbledon improved their defence on Friday. They signed an experienced centre-back, Chris Robertson, who started his career at Sheffield United, and he actually helped Torquay to promotion. He's also played at Preston, North End and Port Vale. A couple of charity events which are taking place soon. Crawley Town are hosting a coffee morning in aid of Macmillan Cancer Support. That's on Saturday the 30th of September. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning, finishes at noon in the Red Spa. People all over the UK will host their own coffee morning, and last year altogether they raised £25 million. You can head over to the Crawley Town website for more information. Burgess Hill Town are holding a charity golf day on Friday the 23rd of September at the Singing Hills Golf Club in Albourne. It's £65 for individuals, and all donations go towards St Peter and St James Hospice. And I believe that in the morning there's some bacon rolls, and in the afternoon there's a 2-course carvery. So check out the Burgess Hill Town website if you're interested in that.
That is it for the show, rounding up the football across Sussex and Surrey. Dara rounded up many of the stats and facts that you needed to know. You can find more about them each week as we do the football roundup across Sussex and Surrey on a Sunday evening, backofthenetsouth.com. Don't forget to follow us as well if you don't, @_backofthenet_.
Back of the Net, where it matters.